Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is the host of the Locked On Packers podcast, as well as the co-founder of the Leap Newsletters. He is Peter Bukowski. Peter, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you? Excited for some playoff football.
Oh, you're telling me. So that's what I wanted to start off with, though, before we dive into this Packers 49ers matchup. So now that Super Wild Card Weekend, as I guess they've named it, is officially in the books, I do just want to ask you real quick about your thoughts about this new playoff system that we saw last year and kind of how you see it. Because, man, I don't know about you, but the fact that we got all these blowouts, and there are things I do like. I like the one team gets the bye week, but, man, do I miss the old playoff format. I don't know about you.
So I'm never going to be mad about more football, right? So
right.
That part of it I'm cool with. The problem is how these games went. And we even got just like complete, utter drunken madness in San Francisco, Dallas. But that game was low-key, like, really bad. Like, it was poorly played, a ton of penalties, stupid mistakes, befuddling coaching decisions, and that was just the Cowboys. Like, it was really just not a great weekend of football all around. I don't know if that's the format's problem because, you know, we saw the Patriots and Bills play a couple of very entertaining games. We saw the Rams and Cardinals play in the regular season a couple of very entertaining games. I think in this case, this is just something that happens every once in a while. We get a dud of a weekend. It happens in you know, the NCAA tournament where we're so excited for all these upsets, and then it's a bunch of blowouts, or it's all chalk, or, you know, I think this is just sort of the ebb and flow of it. Like, think if the Steelers didn't get in and the Chargers did, how much more fun the weekend would have been. We got really the best outside of the Steelers. We got the best teams. It's not like there were a bunch of teams that were clamoring to get in that didn't deserve it. That's part of your point, I'm sure. Is six teams in each conference is probably the maximum number of good quality playoff teams. But at the same time, you know, if let's say the Seahawks somehow had snuck in, or the Vikings had snuck in, or the Chargers, we probably would have had some much more entertaining games than we did. We just kind of got some bad luck, I think.
No, that's a really good point with Justin Herbert just being, you know, out of the playoffs. Because, man, I mean, we all love watching that guy sling the ball. So you're right on that. But it is interesting to see. But with Wild Card Weekend officially in the books, and now everything is played out, now we know the divisional round matchups. We were talking last week on, like, you know, with the bye week, we were all trying to figure out which of these teams in the NFC would you want to face the least, and which ones do you fear, which ones are you not worried about. And most Packers fans, rightfully so, they put Tampa Bay at number one. But then right at number two, I mean, was the San Francisco 49ers. And now that we officially know this is a matchup happening on Saturday, how do you kind of see this matchup? I mean, do you think this could probably be the worst draw for the Packers at this point in the playoffs, despite them being the number one seed and all that? Or how do you see it compared to if they had to face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, even though they couldn't have? But just how do you see this Packers 49ers matchup?
Yeah. So I let me say this. I get it. I get why fans are so nervous. Some of them, not all of them, some of them are so nervous about this 49ers team because of the scar tissue from 2019. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan is the scheme god, and they can rush the passer with four. They can run the ball, all of that stuff. But they won nine games this year. It's not like this was some juggernaut team during the regular season. And it wasn't like they lost a bunch of games because they had a bunch of guys hurt. They did not have the sort of high impact players missing, you know, the entire season, essentially, the way that the Packers did. They were losing games with their guys. And I know Trey Lance played twice, and that's part of this too, but they lost games with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback, and Deebo Samuel, and George Kittle, and Nick Bosa. They're just an inconsistent team that's capable of playing these one-off games. I think we shouldn't take too much away from a game against the Cowboys where the Cowboys committed 14 penalties, where they over and over and over again shot themselves in the foot committed stupid bonehead pre-snap penalties, some of the most egregious. They never called defensive holding. Never. They called it twice in this game, and they could have called it three or four more times. They're just wrapping up offensive linemen. I mean, it was a heinously played game by Dallas, and yet they had a chance at the end of the game to get themselves a chance to win it. I mean, I thought the Cowboys were a pretty overrated team in general, but I also think the 49ers, especially by Packer fans, are also overrated. Give me Jimmy Garoppolo with a torn thumb and now apparently a sprained shoulder coming in with an arm that was already not the strongest into a 10-degree night at Lambeau Field, an absolutely juiced-up crowd, Za'Darius Smith back, Jair Alexander back. This is not your slightly older brother's 49ers team or defense from the Green Bay Packers. You know, Blake Martinez is not walking through that door. Raheem Mostert is not walking through that door. And I just don't think there needs to be this fear. We haven't seen the Packers this season get truck-sticked by a run game. It just hasn't happened. Not really. I mean, the Browns game, I think, is the best example of that. But they tackled horrendously in that game. And they are number two graded tackling team by Pro Football Focus this season. That was an outlier. We just haven't seen teams be able to do it and get them out-gapped and out of their run fits the way that we saw over and over and over again against Mike Patton defenses. I just don't think that sort of letdown run defense fear exists this season the way that it has in previous years, which makes the 49ers not as scary to me as someone like the Rams, who can create the high variance offense, who could score 40, or the Buccaneers, or even the Cowboys, if they would ever pull their heads out of their butts and get things figured out. Luckily for the 49ers, they didn't.
No, and you're right too. I mean, the fact that the Cowboys still had a chance in that game, despite all those penalties, and there's such a slow start to the game as well, should make Packers fans feel pretty good. Once again, we're talking to Peter Bukowski, host of the Locked On Packers podcast, which you can find in your Odyssey app, as well as the co-founder of the Leap newsletter here on the Rami Show. So, Pete, I mean, we've obviously been talking, it feels like, for months and months and months, but it's only been a couple weeks, really, for most of these guys returning from injury for the Green Bay Packers. You were talking about the health, not only for the 49ers, but mainly for the Packers. With all these guys returning, whether it's Jair, Za'Darius, Whitney Mercilus, and Billy Turner, I know we haven't seen the final injury reports, so this might be a tough question, but, I mean, out of all those guys that are returning, and we've even missed a couple, but out of all these guys returning in the limited fashion that they probably will be playing, I mean, I guess which of them do you really think could make the biggest impact against the 49ers on Saturday?
I think it's a name you didn't mention, and that's David Bakhtiari. Because what the Packers did in the first matchup, they lit this 49ers defense up. They scored 30 points against the 49ers in a game where they were playing Yash Nijman at tackle and Royce Newman at right guard. And no defender for the 49ers, Nick Bosa was the only defender who had more than one pressure in the game as charted by PFF, and he had two. So for them to be able to come up with a game plan like that and go out on a Sunday night, or last year on a short week, remember, they had to go to San Francisco in a short week, Aaron Jones coming off injury. They go over 30 in that game. I think the Packers have found something with Matt LaFleur that they feel like they can attack, and it's mostly Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. It is the quick game that also pushes the ball down the field, what Rodgers calls transition goes, and his ability to take three-step drops and just fire the ball 20 yards downfield to Devontae Adams, whether it's on the outside or from the slot on those slot fades. The first third down of the game they converted in week three was a slot fade to Alan Lazard. Their ability to do that is terrific. And then you add in the fact that now David Bakhtiari comes in and you can go to your straight drop back game. You can go to your hard play action game and try and take some shots off that. If you need to be a little bit more in that traditional under center game, if you want to play it that way, and do more play action or RPOs, you can do that because you feel confident about what David Bakhtiari is doing out there. And remember, Big Bob Tonyan played in that week three game. He was a big part of the pass protection plan with those chip releases. If you don't have to use him on those chip releases, now you can go empty. And if Randall Cobb comes back, all of a sudden, in the pattern, you know, the Packers, when Randall Cobb was healthy, they started to go to more of these four receiver sets, true four receiver sets, which we haven't seen in Green Bay in a long time. And you can put Davante Adams, Alan Lazard, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and Randall Cobb all out there at once. And because you have David Bakhtiari, you feel like they can hold up on an island. Now you're stressing the weakest part of this 49ers defense, and that's the cornerbacks. And I think that's how the Packers are going to want to play. They obviously want to stay balanced. Matt LaFleur talked about that in his press conference today. But David Bakhtiari coming back opens up so much for what this offense can be, especially in this matchup where you want to attack where the 49ers are weakest.
Talking with Peter Bukowski, host of the Locked On Packers podcast, which you can find in your Odyssey app, and the co-founder of the Leap newsletter as well. So we were talking about advantages and health pretty much being the biggest advantage for the Green Bay Packers. But I guess last one for you, Pete. I mean, for the biggest disadvantage for the Green Bay Packers matching up against the San Francisco 49ers, I mean, for me, it all starts with the slow starts on offense that they've been going through pretty much all season long. And then you also add in the fact that they, in week three, especially too against George Kittle, but against Mark Andrews, they've been struggling against tight ends. Then you also add the main concern all season long too, which has been special teams. I guess which of these factors is probably the biggest disadvantage that the Packers need to avoid heading into that Saturday matchup against the Niners?
Well, what's interesting is, you know, the Packers won in week three with George Kittle having a really nice game. I mean, I think he had over 90 total yards. They even gave him the ball on a jet sweep. He was an issue for them, but they were able to, you know, pretty effectively lock down Deebo Samuel. He had 52 yards, I believe, in that game. Jaire Alexander was on him a lot, but so was Eric Stokes. I'm fascinated to see how Green Bay deploys their cornerbacks in this game. Do you put Jaire Alexander into the slot where he's going to have to take on in the run game? Now, I think that's a little bit overblown. How many times have you seen Chandon Sullivan out there making tackles in the run game? I just think it's a little overblown. That's what you need edge defenders for. That's what you want linebackers to fill for. If your nickel corners are having to make a bunch of tackles in the run game, you're probably having some issues elsewhere. The special teams, I think, is something that you're a little worried about, because the game in San Francisco in week three turned on a special teams play. The Packers were leading 17-0. They go for it on fourth down with a chance to make it 24-0. And they don't get it. It could have really gotten out of hand there. They were up 14-0, I think. They kicked a field goal. Whatever the situation was. Then they kick off to the 49ers. They get a big return, and they end up scoring as time expires. Second possession, they come out of halftime and score, and all of a sudden it's 17-14. That game turned on a special teams play. That's the last thing you want. If this team is going to start fast, and I believe that they are. They came out against the Seahawks in the divisional round 2 years ago with a terrific plan. They had a special package with Tyler Urban. They came out and they jumped on the Seahawks, you may recall. And they did a similar thing against the Rams. They came out early. They had a great script. They had a great plan. And they went down and scored. And that was the focus of Week 18. That to me was the biggest reason why we saw the Packers play their guys against the Lions, was to go out and start fast and then to get Devontae the record. Which is what they did. That sort of got the offense out of a little bit of rhythm. And then finally, at the end of the half, they were able to, when all they wanted to do was just go score, they were able to do that. That was the point, was we want to start fast. That was their message. And I think that is going to be a huge thing. Matt LaFleur talked about it a couple times. The 49ers came back from 17 down against the Packers in week three. They came back from 17 down against the Rams to basically get into the playoffs. That's two really good playoff teams, two of the best four teams in the NFC, basically, given the current playoff structure, and the 49ers came back. So not only does Green Bay need to start fast, they need to stay in that all-gas, no-break mentality that Matt LaFleur has been preaching since he arrived. If they can start fast, not the thing I'm most worried about, but the thing that I think keys this game for Green Bay, if they start fast, it becomes really, really tough for the 49ers to stay in their game plan. And I think that's the biggest advantage that Green Bay can create. Start fast and you win.
That is Peter Bukowski, host of the Locked On Packers podcast, as well as co-founder of the Leap newsletter. You can also find him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Peter, thank you so much for the time, man. Hopefully this playoff run continues. We'll talk to you again in the near future. Appreciate the time, man.
Yep, anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.